Hey, Tony, what are your thoughts on the Patriots on Monday night?
Well, we're excited about the game. Obviously, heck of a team, great environment, and you know, great opportunity for us here on Monday night. So, good way to start the season.
Tony, how do you see them using Chad Ochocinco in that offense?
Well, I mean, obviously, you don't see a whole lot of them here, you know, throughout the preseason, but you know, I would envision that they would use him, you know, in some type of a rotation there, and you know, probably try to get him in a few different spots, you know, that are out there. So I'm sure that's part of the learning curve, is just getting him in different positions to get him the ball.
It sounded like you guys were pretty high on A.J. Eads last season. What led to his release, and what can you say about him as a player?
It just ended up being numbers. I mean, really, he's a very smart player. You know, we had 10 linebackers on the team at the time, and, you know, A.J. obviously missed a lot of time last year with the ACL, so that, you know, really was it.
How much long snapping experience, if any, does he have?
He has a good amount of long snapping experience. I mean, he was a really solid backup long snapper, and actually had to do some of it in a preseason game this year.
Coach, you picked up a local guy, Mark Colombo. I know you go back with him a while to Dallas. Just tell me what he brings to your offensive line, if you could.
Yeah, he's a tough, smart guy. You know, really a guy that plays with good awareness, but really tough, and brings that toughness into the group, and, you know, really smart player. So,
Coach, I know you have a little bit of game film on how they played defensively, 4-3 front in the preseason. Are you anxious to see what they give you on Monday night, or are you expecting what you saw during the preseason?
Well, we're preparing for all and any right now, so I'm in, you know, I think that we've prepared for all scenarios, and we'll continue to prepare for all scenarios right now. But am I anxious? Sure. I'm just anxious to get at the game and, you know, to get going that way. So, you know, I mean, these players have seen a lot of different fronts, and, you know, we practice against the 3-4 every day here, and, you know, we've had to play against the 4-3. So we'll see what they do.
What does Haynesworth potentially bring to the table for them?
Well, he's a good player. I mean, he's an active player, and you know, another big physical guy in there with Vince, and, you know, in that group that they have there. So, you know, he can give you pass rush ability, but more importantly, I think the guy is, you know, he's really active and around the ball in the run game. So, I mean, we have had several opportunities to play against Albert, and, you know, and he's been a handful.
What kind of preseason has Chad had in your estimation, and how much more comfortable is he?
Well, he's a lot more comfortable right now. You know, I think like any young quarterback going into, I mean, it is his fourth year, but really his third year as a starter here. You know, I think there's a comfort level that comes, you know, with getting into that particular year. You look at some of the really good quarterbacks around the league, and that's kind of when the light went on for them. You know, I think that Chad's really had a productive preseason right now. He's got really good command of the offense, and, you know, if there was anything good about, you know, the lockout, it was that, you know, Chad had to be out there and you know, ran all the workouts and did all that stuff, and I think it was really helpful for him.
Was it difficult to see him get booed in training camp, and how did you try to manage that situation, if at all?
Well, I didn't really try to manage it one way or the other, but, you know, as far as it being difficult, well, I mean, you don't want that for any of your players before the season starts, but, you know, I mean, we're all big boys here, and we understand that that comes, you know, with the territory, and there's only one way to change it.
Obviously, you want to win every single game. And do the best you can in every single opportunity. But could you characterize the sense of urgency for your team playing a team like the Patriots, which figures to be at the top of the AFC, playing them right out of the chute?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're obviously a really good team, and, you know, they got good coaches and good players, really good team. So, I mean, we're excited about playing them right out of the chute, but really doesn't matter who we're playing. I mean, it's the first game. It happens to be a division game, and every game in our division is, you know, is a big game. So, you know, I think it sets the stage for, you know, a really big game right off of the hop here. So I think everybody, there ain't one team in the league right now that's going into this weekend saying we want to not do well in the opener. So I think everybody wants to get off to a good start, and we're no different than anybody else here. We're excited about playing a game in front of our fans.
Tony, with Daboll on board as OC and the addition of Reggie Bush, how different is your offense, or are you anticipating it being this year?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little different in that we have different speed right now on the offensive side of the ball, but you know, we'll see what we do when we get out there. I mean, you know, Reggie is, he's been a really good addition, you know, to our group right now. And, you know, Brian has done a nice job with the offense, and getting those guys going as we speak. But, you know, we'll see what happens when we get into the regular season here. That preseason stuff is over, and now, you know, we're into the regular season, and, you know, we're going to have to prove to people that we can move the football.
How has Brian done to this point? He has some history in this organization as well, but how has Brian done to this point as the offensive coordinator down there for you guys?
He's done a great job. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. I mean, he's really, you know, done a super job, well prepared. You know, you can see that, you know, Brian's time, you know, with Coach Belichick and the Patriots there has served him well. You know, he was on the defensive side of the ball for a little while there, so that helps any young coordinator, you know, I think coming in our league, having some experience on the other side of the ball and seeing it from that end. So Brian's done a great job, and he got a lot of enthusiasm, and it rubs off on our players.
Was this offseason maybe your most challenging on a personal level because of the coaching courtship that the ownership had?
Yeah, I would say so. So, I mean, I've never been through anything like it, so if you're asking me that, then, yeah, it was pretty difficult. So I don't think I've been through anything like it, and I don't know that there's been a lot of people that have, but that's over and done with, and we're moving on, and we're getting ready to play the Patriots.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.